Welcome to VGK Today, presented by BetMGM, where we give you an inside look at the Vegas Golden Knights' 2024 Stanley Cup playoff run. I'm Justin Russo with the Golden Knights on Saturday, April 27th, with Game 3 of Vegas' first round series against the Dallas Stars set for tonight at 7:30 Pacific Time at T-Mobile Arena. Excitement has been building around town the past couple of days, but tonight is the night the VGK take to the ice at the Fortress for the first time this postseason. And they do so with an opportunity to take a 3-0 series lead over the Stars. We heard from Alex Pietrangelo on Friday's episode that one of the things he likes most about Vegas' game so far is that, quote, "we haven't played our best game and we're up 2-0. The Golden Knights will continue to search for their ideal game Saturday night, now with a sea of gold behind them, cheering them along. After the break, Darren Millard joins us and guides us through some of what Bruce Cassidy and the players had to say leading up to Game 3.
Jack Daniels has always made whiskey, and if they have it their way, they always will. But there's one thing Jack can't make more of: moments. Those are on us to create. You see, hockey fans, we only get one shot at this thing called life. So let's make sure we're making the most of every moment, whether it's showing up for our team or sipping a glass of Jack while cheering at the radio. Don't let a single moment go to waste. Make it count. Jack Daniels.
Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. Copyright 2022 Jack Daniels. All rights reserved.
Vegas! On behalf of Knock the Injury Law, Golden Pipes, Carnell Johnson.
If you've been hurt, Knock the is the word. Call 702-INJURY.
For Han Knock the with Knock the Injury Law, imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
We're back at it, eh, Justin? Appreciate it, buddy. And I must say, I like the look today. Gold turtleneck with the gold Crocs? That's a statement. I really appreciate how you're in line with the plan for everyone to wear gold tonight. Jersey, jacket, t-shirt, Crocs. It's your preference, people. We just want to see a gold rush at the Fortress throughout this spring. T-Mobile Atmosphere will welcome Vegas back after a sweep of the two road games in Dallas, putting the Golden Knights halfway to the first round finish line. Not going to say the other word, just saying they're halfway already to the finish line of the opening round. It's the third straight series the VGK have won the opening two games of a set going back to last year's third round. But this time, they come home for the influential Game 3, which doubles as the first postseason game on the Strip since the Stanley Cup was presented last June 13th. Off the grind just to make the playoffs this year, all the injuries and the adversity, Vegas is healthy. You can see it. They're confident, and they firmly embrace the role of defending champion. Nick Waugh admits the early success in this series has made it feel like the playoffs are further along than they actually are. Coach Bruce Cassidy credits some of that to the similarities of what was a conference final meeting with Dallas a year ago. Thoughts from both after Shea Theodore balances a return of the good vibes with staying present.
Like last year, you have to focus one game at a time. You can't look ahead too far. And obviously last year was a lot of fun with the success that we had. But at the same time, the way that we got there was playing, game by game and, not looking too far ahead and, really focusing, on the game that day.
You can picture yourself being further in the playoffs, but I guess we just got to play it game by game. They have a really good team. They finished first in the West for a reason. So we know they're going to push back next game, so we can look further.
Every kind of game and series takes on a life of its own, so we're going to use whatever we need to from last year. We're not going to talk about it a lot. We're going to talk about our game, and last year we did go from 2-0 to 3-0, right? So obviously we handled that well. We went into Dallas and won, so now we're coming home to win. That's our goal, and it's that simple. To me, it's that simple. We're one game at a time. We want to be better than we were the previous game, all right? The things we did well, we talked about them this morning. We're going to talk tomorrow morning about things we can do better and improve on. And And actually built a few of them into practice today. So I guess it was a little bit of a mix now that I think about it. So that's where we want to go, plain and simple.
If you are going to the game, plan to be in your seats in time for the best in-arena opening in the National Hockey League. The start of the playoffs means an updated presentation that will only inspire an atmosphere that was voted the most challenging for visiting teams in the NHL. Home ice will be an edge tonight. Neither Bruce Cassidy or Shea Theodore distanced themselves from that. However, not being swept away in the midst of the emotional explosion will require some focus.
You want to feed off some of that, right? It's just don't let it disrupt how you're going to play. You know, you can use the emotion to bring a little more energy or battle level, but the puck management and the risk versus reward plays, like those can't change at home just because you're in front of the crowd and you want to sort of make prettier plays, right? If they're there, you make them. If not, and I think that'll be the toughest challenge early on. I think that's what typically happens to home teams. Feeling a little better at home, and you know, so you're going to want to make plays and just make the ones that are necessary and the ones that are available, and try to make something good happen for your team early. That's what Dallas will look at. They can go in there and, like we did in game one, right? Get an early goal, have something good, build off a positive. So we got to be mindful of that we're on our toes early, not just assume because we're home we're going to be the better team. I mean, that doesn't work that way.
We've been a pretty good home team all year, and you know, if we can start on time and you know, keep the pressure on, then you know, I like our chances.
The defending champions have trailed for just 82 seconds in the opening two games. I'm a numbers guy, and that's an incredible stat considering neither team has controlled play for more than a couple of shifts at a time. There isn't a definitive reason why the Golden Knights won both close games in Dallas. Things are just, they're playing out like they did last year when Vegas won the first two games against the Stars in the third round in overtime. Those games were in Vegas, and then the Golden Knights went on the road to win game three. This time, they're at home. Dallas really did like its game two more than the opener, despite it being a two-goal gap with that empty netter, but it was a two-goal gap. Bruce Cassidy, though, he has the same opinion about his club from game one to two.
We did what we had to do or wanted to do was build our game and win, and we did. So that's the positive for us. I mean, was there a dominant team in either one of those games? I don't think so. I think we made some plays when we needed to in the important times. Timely goals, timely saves. Had a bit of an edge there, and that could easily flip. So that's it. We got to get better because the timely goals may go their way or saves. They may get a bounce, so we just got to keep getting better. I think we have players that rise up in those situations. We saw it last year with a number of through four different series. I thought we got progressively better. You know, sometimes maybe we make an adjustment that works. Maybe we get the extra save, confidence in the group. There's probably a lot of different reasons, to be honest with you. And again, when they're this close, it could just as easily start swinging the other way. So I'm sure that's what they're talking about. But I think our guys, like I said, they know, when it's, you know, we talk about third periods, you got to play winning hockey, right? I mean, you got to the whole game, but winning hockey in the third. That's when you can't let, you be real careful when leads get away from you in the playoffs. It gives the other team a lot of confidence and it demoralizes your group. So we've been good at that. I felt last year we were good at that, exception of the up in Winnipeg, we let a game get away. We end up winning in double overtime, so our guys bounce back. So there's resiliency in it as well, but I think that's important. You play winning hockey at the right time. And our guys, I think, are, and I said it the other day, maturity of the group is ahead of last year because they won. I think they understand what's at stake. It's not about, you know, padding your totals, whatnot. It's about playing the right way. And if opportunities come to increase your lead, you take advantage. And you look at the Kolesar, you know, chance in front of the net, just another great forecheck. We could have extended our lead there. We had a couple of rush chances. So they were there. It's not like we're sitting back. But at the same time, it wasn't like, okay, we're going to take a chance here to extend the lead and we're going to give one up at the other end. That's not our mindset, and I think that's a positive with our group.
Perhaps the most encouraging part of the Golden Knights' performance approaching Game 3 tonight has been the defensive effort. Logan Thompson was leaned on less in game two, and the Southpaw hopes that trend continues. His coach will be able to influence the play on the ice with last change at his disposal. Admittingly, Bruce Cassidy hasn't matched lines or chased other teams' personnel much in his 2 years in Vegas. But the play and his team's play, as much as the opposition, will decide his in-game approach to that. Knowing Cassidy has a group that is only a couple of games back to significant health, he's looking for an added evolution of strong play.
We'll use certain people against them when if we feel there's a line there's a mismatch. I don't think there's been a large discrepancy either way. I don't look and say, oh boy, they're this particular line. I mean, they started switching a few people around the other day, probably because they were looking for offense from, you know, different people and trying different chemistry. That happens, you know, when you haven't generated a lot. We might change some of our lines up too, because we feel there's offense to be had too. Now, part of the thing we have to keep in mind is Mark Stone's played two games in whatever it is, 2.5 months. And same with Hurdle's, not that many either, with nobody on the team here either, just for whatever it was, 4 or 5 games. So we're going to have to be a little bit patient with, you know, that part of the game coming around. But how that'll affect our matchups tomorrow, I'm not going home tonight saying it's going to be this against this, right? Like, let's see what they're bringing. I understand they have a few injuries. That might change their lines. And let's just play. Let's get our lines going, playing the way we want, and having a bit of that road mentality, you know, that, hey, you're just outplay the guy across from you. Now, obviously, as I said, if there's a matchup that we feel is going well for them, we'll get away from it and try something else.
Update on the lineup for you. Nick Hegg not expected to play in Game 3, missing the second straight outing. Despite missing practice for maintenance yesterday, Jonathan Marchessault, Alex Petrangelo, William Karlsson, and Ivan Barbashev are expected to play tonight. Marchessault has goals in both games. His center, Jack Eichel, leads the team with 4 points. Those two that finished 1-2 in Conn Smythe Trophy voting last spring are hot out of the gate. Just one of the reasons why, even as the second wildcard team, this 2-0 lead on the top seed in the West is not considered a surprise in these parts. Here's Nick Waugh.
No, I don't see ourselves as underdog for any series. I guess we went through adversity this year with all the injuries and everything that happened. We secured a spot in the playoffs, and from there we're really healthy right now. So I think we have as good as a team as last year, or even better. So we believe in our group.
Vegas aims to reinforce their presence in these playoffs, where a win will allow the Golden Knights to be the only Western Conference team to grab a 3-0 series lead. Our coverage on the TV side on Vegas 34 and Nighttime Plus starts at 7 o'clock on Scripps Sports, allowing you to feel that emotion of the first playoff game of the season at the Fortress. Fox Sports Las Vegas has the radio side covered. Their pregame show on the air at 6:30. Join us tomorrow morning for a full recap of Game 3, as VGK Today takes you through the entirety of the 2024 Vegas Golden Knights Stanley Cup playoff run. And Justin, I just have to know, where'd you pick up those Crocs? That's outstanding. It's the right shade of gold as well. Good job, buddy.
Well, look, Darren, we can't tell all of our listeners to go out and wear gold to the game on Saturday night and not partake ourselves. I mean, the players are giving it 100% on the ice. The entire organization is ready to put on a spectacle at the Fortress on Saturday night. So at the very least, I can do my part by draping myself in gold from head to toe. And as for the Crocs, that one stays close to the vest. Let's just say, I know a guy. Thanks again to Darren for joining us on today's episode. Stay tuned after the break, because we're going to check in on the Stanley Cup playoffs, which on Friday night had a key development in the realm of a potential second-round opponent for the VGK.
Listen up! Your share at winning over $500,000 in free fuel and products is just a tap away with the Terrible Social House app.
Yes!
With a qualifying purchase at the pump or in-store, you can shop, spin, and win directly on your phone. Win free products that you can redeem instantly in-store, or if you're feeling lucky, you could land on free fuel towards your next fill-up.
Shop, spin, and win. Download and play today. Terrible's, deliberately different since 1959. Go to terrible's.com for more details.
Hello, I am Kerry Buchholz, president and CEO for your Vegas Golden Knights. I am a proud board member of the Nevada Donor Network Foundation. With over 600 Nevadans waiting for a life-saving organ transplant, we can all do our part to bring hope to those waiting. I am partnering with Nevada Donor Network to raise awareness about registering to be a hero. I am a registered organ, eye, and tissue donor and proud Nevadan. Are you? Join us at wearenevadans.org.
Let's take a look across the Stanley Cup playoffs and see how things shook out from Friday night's four-game schedule. To start things off from the Eastern Conference, the New York Rangers defeated the Washington Capitals 3-1 in Game 3, creating the third 3-0 series lead in the Eastern Conference out of four first-round matchups. The Rangers joined the Panthers and the Hurricanes as teams out east with a series stranglehold, with the only 2-1 series coming out of the Atlantic between the Bruins and the Maple Leafs. As for the West, we had three series even at one coming into the day, creating some crucial Game 3s. First up, the Canucks were able to shake off their Game 2 loss and roll into Nashville to take down the Predators 2-1 to take a series lead of that same number. In a role reversal from Game 2 where Nashville blocked 30 Vancouver shots, this time around, the Canucks blocked 28 of their own and grabbed the win despite being outshot 30-12 in the game. Elsewhere, the Oilers took down the Kings 6-1 to grab a 2-1 series lead there as the big guns came to play for Edmonton. Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins all posted three-point games. Evander Kane added a couple points himself, while Zach Hyman scored two of the six goals in a dominant Oilers win. You know, it's always interesting to look at some of the advanced metrics after games and see what they have to say about each team. And there's a fun one that I like called the Deserve to Win-O-Meter from the analytics site MoneyPuck, which is a very interesting name, but it certainly is an accurate one because it essentially goes through and says if we were able to replay the game 1,000 times given the same numbers, talking shots, chances, opportunities for each team, how many times would you get the same result based on all of those numbers? Edmonton was so dominant in Game 3 that the Money Puck simulation said that the Oilers would have won 98.8% of the time if they played the same way they did on Friday night. For reference, in Game 2 between Dallas and Vegas, the site had Dallas at 63% in that metric. And while the underlying numbers certainly do not tell the entire story, they do offer some insight into how well teams played on a given night, and that 98.8% for the Oilers certainly stood out like a sore thumb when I went to check the site on Friday night. Moving on to our final matchup of the four-game set, we go to Denver, where the Avalanche hosted the Jets for Game 3 and defeated Winnipeg 6-2 to grab a 2-1 series lead. The Jets actually led 2-1 at the end of two periods in this one, but Colorado rattled off 5 goals in the third period to run away with the game. Now, of course, the winner of the Golden Knights series will play the winner of the Avs and Jets series. So if you want to keep an eye on other teams in the playoffs, definitely start with those two. Now, a scary scene did take place as the final seconds ticked off between Colorado and Winnipeg. Now, the two teams got into a scrum at the horn, and in the midst of all the chaos, Winnipeg defenseman Brendan Dillon suffered a gash on his hand and quickly went to the locker room with his hand bloodied. Now, there was no word from Jets head coach Rick Bowness post-game on Brendan's condition or really exactly how the injury happened, but we're all hoping the best for Brendan and offering our thoughts during this scary time for him and his entire team, and we'll hope for positive updates on his condition soon, and we'll certainly update you as the days go along as the Jets release some information on Brendan's condition. Taking a look at the schedule for today outside of the Golden Knights, VGK, of course, the last game on the schedule tonight at 7:30 Pacific time. 3 games, though, on the docket coming from the Eastern Conference, starting at 11 a.m., an early start between the Hurricanes and the Islanders, with the first opportunity for a team to punch their ticket to the second round. Carolina enters this game with a 3-0 series lead, and the Islanders are hoping to stave off elimination and keep their playoff hopes alive. Also looking to stay alive are the Tampa Bay Lightning, as they host the Florida Panthers at 2 o'clock Pacific time, down 3-0 in the series. As mentioned, the only 2-1 series in the East comes between the Boston Bruins and the Toronto Maple Leafs, as they play Game 4 at 5 o'clock Pacific time today. After Toronto took one game in Boston, the Bruins answered by taking Game 3 in Toronto. And now the Maple Leafs look to even the series yet again to make things a best of three in the first round. And of course, that leaves the final game of the night between the Golden Knights and the Stars set for 7:30 Pacific time from the Fortress. And one thing the Golden Knights haven't struggled with so far this series is early scoring, as they found the back of the net in the first period in Game 1 and in Game 2. And a reminder for our listeners that when the Golden Knights do score in the first period, make sure you have the McDonald's app downloaded, because you can redeem your free French fries of any size at your local McDonald's the next day. Thanks, as always, for tuning in to VGK Today. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform, as we'll be back every day throughout the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs with new episodes. Stay tuned for tomorrow, as Dan Duva joins us to recap Game 3. Justin Russo signing off for VGK Today, presented by BetMGM.